Blog Talk Radio.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
You come from
Lord, your team. It's an aristocratic. Listen, the goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release.
You've been through. You are a king.
There is a king.
living in you. The word is in you. Praise him because
there is a king.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
A king is in you.
Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you. Let the ruler rule. Rule. I know you've been through. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king. And
there is a king.
Hey, hey. Just one more time, y'all. Embrace your king, everybody. Over here. Embrace your king. Embrace your king. There is a
over here.
Embrace your king. Embrace your king. Out there. Embrace your king. There is a king. There is a king.
There is a king in you.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and it truly blesses my soul to welcome you all here to the Spirit Alive and Laboring Together Against Violence, Human and Sex Trafficking Awareness Forum for this Wednesday, January the 19th, 2022. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you bow with me? Hallelujah. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, first and foremost, Lord, asking that you search us. And if there's anything in us, Lord God, that we've done today or that is not pleasing to you, first of all, foremost, we just ask that you forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, Lord, I come asking your blessings upon this forum. Use every one of the mighty women who will be speaking tonight, Lord God, in a special way to encourage, to equip, power, and to impact your people. Father God, we just don't want to speak to the minds of people tonight, but we want to reach their hearts so that they might be prayer, more, even more prayerful, Father God, and even more watchful, that they would step up and take action and let it be known that this is a problem that will not go away if we don't take a stand. This form of warfare, Lord God, must be eradicated. It must be stamped out. We must be healed from our wounds. So, Father God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you have your way in this forum and that you will receive all the glory and the honor and the praise. Because, Lord, our credentials won't heal anybody. How long we've been at something won't heal anyone. Only your righteous and holy word has the power to heal us. Only your cleansing blood can remove the stains of shame, can remove, Father God, the shame, the guilt. So, Lord, we just ask that you have your way. In Jesus' name we do pray it all. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, saints of God. We're once again, I'd just like to say, we are so glad that you are here with us tonight. On tonight, we are blessed to bring you some powerful information to heighten your awareness about human and sex trafficking. And joining us tonight is a mighty woman of God. She is the founding senior pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California, and she is also the founder of Laboring Together Against Violence. So please put your get something to write with and to write on, because you will be hearing some wisdom now from our very own resident apostle, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen. Apostle Zeta.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I have to get my phone off mute. I am happy to be on tonight, and we have shared in the past, last year, and I know this time is going to be a little bit different, and I'm excited about it because there will be others sharing much more than myself on tonight. I will be sharing a few things here and there for you to hear concerning human trafficking. This is something that really touches me because it's all around us. It's in my city. I'm going to try not talk about something that I already know is going to be mentioned, but that's kind of hard. But anyway, it's human trafficking is very prevalent in my city. I am sorry to say, but it is, and we have a list of other cities across the United States. I'm not going to hit on the foreign because I know someone else will be sharing that. But in the United States, there are quite a few large cities where human trafficking is going on and has been for some time. Unfortunately, this human trafficking entails all ages, children, youth, adults, both male and female, and also with the children, and the youth. It also entails males as well as females. So it's really out of hand. I'm going to just share a few things about. I'm going to mention several. There are quite a few different types of human trafficking. The main three are sex trafficking, forced labor, and debt bondage. These are the ones that we hear about the most common types. I just want to say all of them are forced. Each one of these are forced. These are not voluntary services. They are forced. Slavery. Human trafficking is modern slavery, let's face it. People that are involved in coercing young people, and not just young people, but anybody that they choose to do so with, they are actually forced. Some of them are working and not getting paid. Just all kinds of things are happening. And even the ones that are in debt bondage are also sometimes, held hostage for sex as well. So the forced labor ones are, it's mostly has to do with work. They're working all the time, getting very little pay or sometimes none at all, maybe just a place to stay. And that doesn't mean a decent place to stay, maybe a corner in a room or in a basement or in a garage or, you just never know. But this goes on, and it goes on all over the world. But we need to be more active, so I'm happy to know that this month, well, I've known it because it was put in force by President Obama. And then we also know about President anyway, I'll just talk about this right now, and then I'll get over to that. But President Obama actually proclaimed January as a National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. It was actually celebrated on a specific day. I mean, all through the month of January, but a specific day was January 11th, I found out. To share with you, but I'm going to save that. I'm going to share with you a little bit later some of the nonprofit agencies that people can be referred to. So let's see. And then some books that are recommended as well.
Praise God.
So I'm going to turn it back over to Bishop Shirlene Cook, because I don't want to get into speaking about what somebody else is.
For
our speakers.
Yes, amen, amen, praise God.
Amen.
One of the things that Apostle Zeta just told us, and we want to make it very clear, and our next speaker is going to be speaking on that, is that this is not a problem just in America. And I want you to understand that today, you know, in our world today, there are children, as Apostle Zeta has said, the average age a teen enters the sex trade in this country is between 12 and 14. And many of those victims are runaways. Sometimes they're sexually abused. Now, more than 80% of those 600 to 800,000 people trafficked across international borders are children. And I just want to let everybody know that if my brothers are listening tonight, and if you get engaged in or used any form of adult entertainment, please know that you have supported human trafficking and that you are exploiting a person that is probably underage when you choose to partake in adult entertainment. So to bring out the fact that this is not just a problem here in America, we will now have Evangelist Michelle Scott come forth, and she will tell us about how this problem is affecting the rest of the world. Evangelist Scott?
Amen.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you all for joining us tonight. First of all, I just want to say that out of more than 7.6 billion people in the world, there's an estimated 40.3 million adults and children that are forced into the labor of sexual slavery and forced marriage. A lot of these children are forced into marriage at very young age. Some of them are 9 years old and are forced to marry men upwards into their 30s, 40s, and 50-year age range. And these young babies are forced to marry them, and there a lot of them are indentured slaves as well. And as Bishop had mentioned, this is not just in the USA. This is in Africa, Asia, Indonesia, Afghanistan, Japan. In China, Brazil, Guatemala. It's all over the world. It's not just in the United States. It's everywhere. It's an epidemic. But the top 10 states in the United States, the top 10 states is Nevada. I'm going to go in a row over here in the United States. It's Nevada, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, Delaware, California, Missouri, Michigan, and Texas. It's very bad. We as a country, we as a world, this is an epidemic. We talk about the pandemic, but this sex trafficking is a epidemic. And we have to come together as a family and get up under this, get behind it, get around it, surround it. We need to all, you know, we always say, you know, it takes a village. It takes a village to raise a child. You know what? It's going to take a world to get around and surround this epidemic of trafficking to stop this thing. We have to act as if all, not just children, not just girls, but every girl, every boy, every woman, every man, we have to watch out for each other. If you see something strange going on, so what if they dub you as the nosy neighbor? So what? If you see something strange going on, you have to act on it. If you see somebody getting snatched in a car, if you see somebody strange talking to your neighbor and he or she is being resistant, get involved, because people are snatching people up, not just for sex trafficking, but they are taking people's body parts nowadays. Killing people's body parts. It's all kind of strange things going on, and we have to get up on these things, because do you want somebody to be nosy and save you, or be nonchalant and then you become missing? It's very scary out here. And we have to do our due diligence to help one another. It's okay. I would rather you be in my business and save my life than you to be nonchalant and turn your head the other way, and then my family be reading about me on the news the next day. So be nosy. Do your due diligence to find out what's going on. I guarantee you people won't mind. We need to also be very prayerful of the world and the things that's going on. And we need to pray not just for the world and for the people that are being trafficked, but we need to pray for those who are trafficking these individuals. We need to, just like we pray for one another, we need to pray for them that they would stop this behavior. Be very prayerful. Get on our knees for them that they would stop this behavior, because this is not normal. There's something wrong. We need to pray the devil up off of them. And I know that we can do it. We can do this. Mm-hmm. We can pray the devil up off of them. We can pray for all other things. We can pray for this too. We can come together as a country. We can come together as a world. We can do it. Spirit alive, we can do this.
Yes, we can.
All churches, we can do this. We can come and get these programs together. We can come together on Sundays. We can come together on Monday. Spirit Alive has all kind of programs, and we can do this. Bishop has all kind of programs, and there's nothing that she won't do for the Lord and for God.
Amen.
We're here. We're here.
Amen.
So if you want to come along with us, come along with us. I thank you so much for this opportunity and this time, Bishop. I love you so much. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So now,
amen,
as Apostle Zeta has so beautifully said, and our sister, beautiful sister Michelle, this is not just a problem that's here in America. It's all over the world. So, and it's a problem,
amen,
that's been around for a long, long, long time. But we have to start, yeah, as my sister said, we have to understand that this is a form of warfare. So right now what I would like to do is I want to sit back and talk to the parents for a moment. I want to speak, like I said, not to your heart, not to your intellect. I want to speak to your heart, and I want to tell you what the Word of God has to say. We are inadvertently serving our children up as prey to the streets. And why are we doing, how are we using, what you talking about, Bishop? Well, a lot of us are doing that simply because we're not living holy before them. We're not speaking God's word. We're not acting according. Our mouths are saying one thing, but we're doing another. The Word of God says, take heed in Matthew 18 and 10, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do also behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. I don't think God wants people messing with his babies. Why? Because in Psalms 127 and 3 it says, lo, children are the heritage of God, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. And then on down in Proverbs 22 and 6 it says, train up a child in the way that they should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Because whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged around his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. So this says to me, parents and saints of God, that we have been called to protect one another, especially our children. And how do we protect them? We train them up. So what does it mean to train up a child in the way that they should go? Well, Solomon's advice to parents is to train them up in the way that they should go, so when they get old, they will not turn from it. You see, raising and training children within the context of this Proverbs means that it begins and ends with the Bible. Because as all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training. You see, it's all got to begin with teaching children the truth of scripture that will make them wise and will thoroughly equip them to do good works and prepare them to give an answer to anyone who asks the reason for their hope and to prepare them to withstand the onslaught and the ideologies of this world that is inundated with secular values. Okay? You see, saints of God, we need to be not only telling our children the Word of God, we have to be living the Word of God. How many of us parents today sit in a room with our kids at the table and we're all texting? We're setting our kids up as prey. We don't sit and ask our children anymore what's going on with them. We don't take the time to get to know our children's friends anymore. Like Evangelist Michelle said, it's time to be nosy. If the internet and all the power of the internet can get all up in your children's bedroom, you shouldn't be afraid to get up in your child's bedroom and know who they're talking to. Know those passwords. Tell them about the dangers of sex trafficking and human trafficking. You know, too many of us want to pass the buck. Oh, we don't want to talk about that here. Oh, they'll tell them something about that in school. Oh, we don't want to address that in church. Well, if not in your home and if not in church, where then? We as parents,
amen,
need to educate our kids about this subject. It is here. and we need to tell them what it looks like and what it sounds like. So that if another, you know, so that we can teach them how to see and read what's going on in our very backyard. Like Apostle Zeta said, this is happening in our neighborhood. Oh, it's not happening in some faraway place. It could be happening right next door to your house. But when we talk to our kids' parents, we can't talk to them with judgment. We need to teach and instill in our kids that they can come to us and they can talk to us about anything without judgment. Now, they may have some consequences, but they will be safe. So many times, you know, in these days and times, it seems like the parents are allowing the kids to raise them. It seems like parents are being held hostage to their kids' needs and wants. But it's time for us as parents and as responsible adults and as mentors to teach these children that sex trafficking is real. Human trafficking is real.
Amen.
And it can be deadly. So you need to know your kids' friends. But you also need to make an effort to get them off of them cell phones, get them off them in front of those computers, and get them involved in things of God or positive things. We've got to do the work, saints. We just can't sit around saying, this is just so terrible. But we do nothing. And we have people that you would not even believe begin to know and understand that participate in this industry. This is a $39 billion industry. And people are involved from the Vatican to the White House to the governor's house to that policeman or that crooked policeman on the street. See, we used to be able to tell our children that we could trust adults and those that were sworn to protect and serve. But we live in a very different world now. Hallelujah. We have to let it be known. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Children are being hurt through human trafficking and sex trafficking at the hands of judges, political figures, police officers, people that we would never believe, clergy, okay? And we need to know and understand that. And we need to know and understand who our children and our young people are interacting with. I don't, you know, just because someone says, I'm the youth pastor at blah, blah church. What do you know about that youth pastor? Gangs are human trafficking people. So you need to pay attention. We all need to pay attention to the signs. If your teen or your young person's circle of friends start to change, then you need to see what's really going on. You know, when your kids stop wanting to go to school, see what's really going on. You know, we have to know and understand that if we don't educate our children, if we don't tell our kids, if we don't really be honest with our kids, we give them a false sense of security. And that is leading, just putting them out on the street. And to you parents with children with special needs, let me explain something to you. Predators do not care about your child having a special need, okay? Children with special needs are exploited, are trafficked, just like any other child. Because, see, mm-hmm. predators don't care about what a child's mental attitude was. Because if they did, they wouldn't be trafficking them in the first place.
Amen.
You know. You need to get some systems in place with your kids, you know, and your young people. You know, you need to tell them, look,
right.
You know, First of all, we as parents, we have to work hard and establish that trust and communication with our kids from day one. That's number one. Then,
Amen.
Parents, please, don't make it easier for the perpetrator. Don't leave your kids unattended in a vehicle. I don't care if it's running or not. Make sure that you always know how to find or contact your kids at all times. You know what? We live in this microwave age, this cell phone age, where people be up in the house or people not up in the house, and it might be 10 or 11 o'clock at night before a parent realizes their child is not in the house.
Amen.
So you know what? You need to do your due diligence, and you need to have a call list of emergency contacts. And make sure that your child knows how to reach somebody that you trust. Take an active role in what your children and your young people are doing. And when you see stuff on TV, you know, when you see these incidences on TV where you see where, you know, they caught some sex traffickers or they caught some human traffickers, talk to your kids about it. Talk to them about it. See what they think about it. And then you need to question or monitor anyone who takes an unusual interest in your young person. Why? Why? What's your agenda? You know, like I said, we've always taught our children, you know, never be rude to an adult. But let me tell you something, kids. I'm talking to you now. It's okay to say not okay, okay? Teach your children how to get that annoying scream on. If you want to do something, teach them how to have a panic button on their cell phone. But you have to do the work. You just can't pray to God and expect it all to work out by osmosis. These predators are real, and they're on the prowl, and they're looking for your kids and my kids and anybody else's kids that they can get their hands on. And so we have to be watchful, mindful. We have to make sure that we're doing everything that we can not to alienate our children. Because, you know, we've got Planned Parenthood and school systems that will tell our children about having two mothers or two fathers, but they won't tell them how to protect themselves against a predator.
Amen.
You need to do that.
Yes.
You need to do that. You can't wait for the school to teach them. We've got Planned Parenthood and other organizations telling our children without our permission that it's okay if they believe they wasn't, but you know, they were born in the wrong body. They haven't consulted parent one. This causes a schism in the family. That child is now prey for any predator out there because now they're out on the street. See, we set our kids up when we don't train them up, when we don't educate them. And, you know, we sit around complacent and we shake our head and we say that's a shame until it's our child. Then we want the whole world to stop and we want everybody to get involved and we want everybody to get upset. Well, the time to be proactive is now. The time to make everybody aware is now. The time to get prayed up is now. The time to get them trained up is now, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. And we need to know Satan hates our babies. He hates our young people. They're our future.
Right.
So if he can destroy them through degrading them, if he can destroy them through breaking their spirit, if he can humiliate them and just break their very soul and their heart, then they might never, ever think to look up and pray to the Lord or talk to the Lord. these situations are not, they're deplorable. And the young people that are trafficked, whether they're sexually exploited, whether they're indentured servants, whether they had their own family sell them because of poverty, it doesn't matter how they got in the situation. The pain is the same. The damage is the same. The hurt is the same. So now I'm going to ask that our very own prophetess, Vanessa Carver, who is the host of Wounded No More, to come forth and just talk to us a little bit about what those young people can, those people could be feeling, and how we can apply the word of God to help them begin the healing process. Prophetess Vanessa, please come forth.
Thank you, Bishop. I think from listening to everyone, this is one of the tactics and complexities that is a very complex but not complicated topic. It has many pieces, which means spiritually and naturally we need to be available to the Lord, how he leads us, how he practically leads us to intercede spiritually and naturally, and how to recognize it. Like Apostle Zeta has said about, it's everywhere, and it really is everywhere, but it's like our discernment, that God gives us a sensitivity to not just things that are evil, but things that are good. We need to understand what we're looking at. One of the places I started was just understanding it from a practical position, understanding the history, sex trafficking, and how old it is. Like one of the women said, it's an old, it's been around forever. And when you talk about capitalism, colonialism, and imperialism, it's the root of trafficking and slavery like we see today. And it's just evolved into so many other pieces. And so spiritually, when I go to pray for this in the past, I have to really say, Lord, I want to understand not just the whole complex of it and, you know, over generally, I want to understand the people that we run into on an everyday basis. So the reason why we, a couple of years back that I taught about this, is because when you talk about wounded people, some of these people are in the body of Christ that have been sex trafficked. And you talk about woundedness, you talk about the needing to heal, and how it's important that we understand how to bear one another's burdens, like it says in Galatians. A lot of times we don't know what we're looking at. We just think it has to do with childhood. Some people will never open their mouths because of shame and guilt, because of the things that they've been a part of. And this is one of those big components, whether they were involved in it as a child, whether they were a young adult because of drug addiction and all kinds of things that people get caught up in. And it's such a lucrative business, which is what Apostle Cook mentioned. She talked about it being $39 billion industry. And so the lure of it is greed. And so when I begin to just write down these things as facts, right, in the natural,
yeah,
it helps me know how to pray. It helps me understand. God said we need to deal with things from the root. And so when you begin to deal with it, and it does take many of us, as many hands make light work. And I believe that as it pertains to building unity, which is what Evangelist Michelle was talking about, that this is something that takes many hands. And it's one of those things that you have to keep beating hard and hard to, so that rock can be pebbled. That's what it reminds me of. We're going to always see some element of this in our society, globally, all over the world. But I think it starts with us asking, Lord, how can I make a difference? How do I recognize the person I may be working with, or somebody in my neighborhood, or whether they're a child, no matter whether they're from another country or not, what are they dealing with? Read up on some things. Understand how God will lead you, not just in prayer, but to know the facts about it, so that when we are in our everyday, since it's all around us, and there's so many different dimensions of it, how does he want to use us to attack it? There are so many things. And so when the first thing I think of is healing. The first thing I think of is how God wants to heal. I think of the things that I know about PTSD and trauma and how it changes the shape of a brain. And so when you begin to pray for that individual and maybe they something happened to them as a child, God begins to bring these components into my prayer, and it takes it to another level. And I think that he wants us to be educated and skilled in how to deal with the spiritual as well as the practical. How to, you know, whether these women have experienced, oh, everybody, women, men, and children have experienced, you know, high and low levels of oppression and violence. And so I think that when you talk about the body of Christ and those with a Christian worldview, how are we to look at this? How are we to tackle this? First of all, be on the same page, be of one mind, and how important that is, and have one agenda when it comes to this. And just understand that however God is leading you to deal with it, maybe you're not necessarily dealing with the emotional or psychological issues with this affliction that we see. Some people are going to deal with going on the streets and making sure these women have their, you know, hygiene products. And then they'll give them a word or give them a scripture. And they just make sure these women are okay. They go out and feed them. And even some of them in their very place of where they're being used. These women are not going to always bleed, and just pray for their soul and pray for their children. Sometimes it's, I've heard of a mom and a daughter out there at the same time. And it's something else to see. And it'll blow your mind when you see the devastation that even when people come out of this and come into the kingdom, it seems like my radar goes up for those. I don't always know what they've been through, and I don't probe or pry into that, but sometimes in intercession, the more that you study a topic, the more God will have you gravitate and see and begin to cover and pray them until they get to a place of wholeness. And it takes a while for people to come out of trauma, for people to come out of when they've been abused and cycles and things that they come. Sometimes some people have actually gotten into other addictions just to cope with the trauma that they've dealt with. So we're looking at a multifaceted issue of one thing manifesting into another thing, manifesting into another thing. And it's not complicated. I said it has many pieces. It's complex. And so my approach to this issue is to become educated, understand the historical roots, then look at what the word has said and what the word continues to say and say, Lord, how can I make a difference? Or maybe joining with someone else, or, you know, it's easy to send a check. It's easy to send a check. But when it comes to, or give money or clothes or whatever, but when it comes to hands-on, man, we got to be trained to do that. And there have been some programs that I have been a part of that they actually train you for weeks so that you can be prepared to deal with this demographic.
Yes.
It's something it's very humbling, to say the least. And knowing at the same time that these women might be right back out there. They might just go right back out there. So you can't be judgmental. And it really left God showing us that we have to be his hands and his feet. So whatever our strengths are, whatever God has called us to do, as it pertains to this issue, we need each other. We need it. We need that person who can give them a hug. We need that person who may be able to give them a book or lead them to some programs or do their hair. I mean, it could be anything. There's so many programs that I've seen that they may not deal with the spiritual approach of this, but they'll just be dealing with the practical approach. And you know how much that can heal a soul?
Yeah.
To be able to feed them, to be able to love them and give them clean clothes, tell them that they are somebody, give them an education, lead them to, you know, some resources that'll take them out of this and protect them. I want to share this too with everyone real quick. A couple of years back, I had a dream about this very topic. It scared the mess out of me because it was so detailed and so telling. And in the dream, I'm not going to go into telling everything, but one of the parts of the dream was there was this young man who was leading children up under. It was like a subway up out of. He had gathered all these children, and it was a young man, and he was sex trafficking these children. And they woke me up, and how he was stealing them was underground, kidnapping them. And, oh, Jesus. And I thank the Lord. It's a very detailed dream, but when a bishop called me to do this, I was like, oh, okay, sure. You know, I'm pretty familiar with this topic. But the dream, I remember the dream just now, probably about an hour ago, that I had a dream in detail about this issue. Look, I agree with every woman that has spoken on this program tonight about the urgency of this issue.
Yes.
It is such an urgency, and we can get complacent sometimes. You're right about that, Evangelist Michelle, because we get so used to it, sometimes conditioned to certain things that are around us. There's so much violence around us, and there's so much evil, so much darkness. And I think we still have to remember we're those cities on the hill, and
yeah.
We are the salt and we are the light. And however God is moving on us to be knowledgeable and put hands to the plow, we should do it. And this is something that even this topic coming up again has convicted me once again to say, Lord, where would you want me? How do you want me to do?
Yes.
Intercession is powerful, but there's two types of intercession, spiritually and naturally. And I believe as a servant leader, you should be able to do both.
Both,
One's going to lead to, one's going to lead to another for sure. So thank you, Bishop, for allowing me to speak.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, we're going to have another praise song, and then we are going to allow Minister Tina to just come and give us her comments, and we will turn the program back over to Apostle Zeta so she can fill in all the blanks. Hallelujah. And because this is, like our beautiful sister, a prophetess and pastor said, it has a lot of components, but it's not really that complex. So, you know, we know that love can really turn this thing around. If we just love each other and care enough about each other to watch out for one another. So right now we're going to have a praise song, and we'll be right back.
Religious church, wherever you are, I need to put your hands on it like this. Come on. Yep. Everybody climb like this, like this. We want to see you. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Just open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Say, I want to see you. Just open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Cause I want to see you. That's our heart today. I want to see you. Wherever you are, let's raise it together. Come on, take it.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see. Come on, if you want to see him in the midst of the noise, in the midst of the chaos.
I
want
to see.
Come on, just ask him today. Oh, 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 say open the eyes. I want to see it like you see it.
Open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see you, oh God. Say,
I want to see you.
Let's go. If you want to see him, everybody clap your heart's desire, God. We just want you and only you. All over the world, let's sing it together. Say, open the
eyes.
We want your perspective, God. Give us your perspective. Oh, I want to see. For my family,
my business. God, I need to see you. Come on. Say, open the eyes
of my heart, Lord.
Give us heaven's view today.
Open the eyes of my
heart. Say, I want to see you, oh God. Oh, say, I want to see you. We gotta go. Like never before, oh, I need to see you. Our prayer today is that you would open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, 'cause I wanna see you. Stay right there. I wanna see you. Come on in your homes, tell them, I wanna see you. The hope of glory, I want to see you. Jehovah Jireh, I want to see you. Come on, talk to him.
I want to see you.
Say,
I want to see you.
You're what we want, oh God, and I want to see you. Say, I want to see you. Give us your eyes today, God. Give us your view today. Give us your perspective today. Help us to see through your lens today, oh God. Help us to see that everything is gonna be alright. And I wanna see you.
I wanna
oh God, I wanna see you. Get those hands right here.
I wanna
see you. Oh, hallelujah. I want God to open the eyes of my heart because I want to see him move in this situation.
Amen.
Because when he opens the eyes of our heart, that means we will have a heart that loves, a heart that will listen, a heart that will see others as he sees them. And that means that when we see others as he sees them, then we will respond to them as he responds to us. So, Lord God, we just come tonight asking that you just not only open the eyes of our mind and take the scales of off of our eyes, and that we be able to look around and recognize the signs. But we want you to open the eyes of our hearts so we can see you moving. We can see you setting the captives free. I can hear chains breaking. I can hear the yokes being broken. I can hear the healing process beginning. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. I want to thank you right now for this conference, this forum tonight, and for all the beautiful sisters that have spoken thus far. Right now, I'm going to allow Minister Tina to come and give us a few words, and then I'm going to turn the program back over to Apostle Zeta so she can close us on out and finish, just give us any more pertinent information that we might need to hear. So, Minister Tina, if you'd like to have a word.
Yes, praise God. Thank you so much for having this forum this evening and bringing human and child sex trafficking awareness to all of us in the ministry and all of our listeners. One of the things that I'd like to point out is that we know our child, watch their behaviors, be careful, even if they're going to church or going to somebody's house, that we know our child and know their behaviors. Unfortunately, human and child sex trafficking happens in many places, including the best churches there can be sometimes. It happens in all different types of churches. It happens in the government organizations such as CPS, foster care system, and so forth. For us to just watch their behavior, watch how they are withdrawn possibly. Maybe they're quiet. Maybe they're just not themselves. And they're not going to tell you what's going on because whomever is trafficking them may be threatening them, maybe threatening the family or what have you. So just paying attention to our child and our child's behavior. And as you said earlier, knowing our children's friends and the people that they're hanging around with is so important so that we don't put them in harm's way without knowing. There's no way to even know sometimes what's going on when we're not around, especially if our child is invited to a weekend retreat or something like that where we're not there. I would suggest that we possibly volunteer for those types of things whenever it's an overnight type of stay.
That's good.
It's with people who we don't really know. Maybe we can volunteer so that we're there and we can have eyes on our children. One of the things to be aware of, too, is when we're out in public, is to have skin on skin, make sure we're holding the hands of our loved one, making sure we know where our loved one is at all times. Kids tend to wander off. They get excited. Things excite them, and they tend to wander off, and that makes them a prime target for being abducted. So that's just my thoughts, and I just thank you so much, Apostle
God
Shirlene
bless
Cook,
you, dear sister.
For having me speak.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God bless you, dear. Now, we'll thank you, and that was very good information. At this time, we're going to turn it back over to Apostle Zeta and let her just continue to bless us with even more information. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, this was so wonderful. Everyone had such good information to bring to the table. It was wonderful. I enjoyed each one, Evangelist Michelle really gave us some insight on, on what we need to do, what we need to do.
Yes.
And it's okay to get into somebody else's business if you're going to help them to survive, you know. I mean, this situation that a lot of these people are in, you know, sometimes they, you know, they're stuck, you know, for life.
Yes.
And, you know, continuing to be victims, you know, year after year after year. And so, you know, if I see anything, I'm always looking and checking, especially when it comes down to young people and seeing them sad or seeing them crying or, you know, these are some of the signs, you know, when they can't look you straight in the eye, they got to look off, or they're always fearing that somebody is watching them. And, you know, and when we see that, often that is what's happening. Somebody is watching them. So it just behooves us to get involved in any way that we can, to report, you know, to whatever, call the police, you know, whatever we feel is necessary to protect somebody. It was just good. And Prophetess Vanessa mentioned being educated, being aware, knowing. And that's what these forums are about, and conferences and workshops and all these things are put together to bring about the awareness and let people know that these situations are serious. You know, it's not just something that we want to just keep passing by. You know, we want to
know more about it. We want to know the signs of the victims. You know, we want to watch the perpetrators as well, because, you know, they're out there. They're out there, and they're always looking and trying to lure our innocent ones in, you know, into their nets. So we need to be aware. We need to bring it to the attention of to others that don't know. There are still people that don't really know what human trafficking is. They don't really understand. You know, it goes on, but like they can hear about it and it doesn't do anything. You know, so I think the more people are educated, the more it's out there, the more they know about it. You know, things are going to happen. You know, and we're going to see less of it. Just recently, there were several suspects arrested in a sting in San Jose, California, at a hotel. And they got them not too long ago in Oakland. It was quite a lot of them in the Oakland area and also in Fremont. So they're being caught, you know. Because people are becoming more aware, people are reporting, people are noticing the signs and saying something about it. You know, they're not just ignoring what they see. So that's a help. And the more of us, the more that we know about it, the more we're educated into these things and knowing that this really happens, you know. I think some people just don't want to believe it, but it's a fact. And like someone said earlier, it's been happening for a long time. And Bishop Shirlene, I just wanted to mention to you, I know your concern and what you were saying to the parents, and the parents need to wake up, you know, and really understand that they do need to be in their kids' business. They do need to know where they are and so forth. It's really important. I wanted to mention... I'm going to mention some others in a little bit, but Nola Bradley, I spoke about her last year, and also Pastor Harry Williams spoke about her as well because he knows her well. I met her as a young woman. She had been in she was a victim in human trafficking and at a very early age. And so that's what has made her step up and formed her own organization and so forth in the city of Oakland, California. Now she's living down in Southern California. But on tomorrow, she's actually doing an all-day workshop, and it has to do with human trafficking. And also, she has a manual out as well that I have ordered, so I recommend it. It's called Nola Bradley Speaks. And it's a manual, and it talks a little bit about her life early on and how she was commercially sexually exploited and how many other children and youth are as well. I wanted to also mention that there is also some trauma training going on. Thinking of you, Bishop Shirlene, and all of us, because we're all concerned, trainings going on that are actually involving the parents. And I think Nola Bradley has already given it. I think it was January the 12th that she did that training, and also some training on trauma as well. And I'm going to actually enroll myself in one of the compliance trainings that's coming up just so that I'll have a better handle on some of these things. That's the compliance training. That's the AB 2034 training. So that's one. Yes. And then there is a, I found out that there is a center called the Bastion Center where you can actually go if some people have a desire to go further into it and actually be employed in it. In human trafficking, because there are a lot of doors open, a lot of avenues open in that area, because this situation is just so huge, and so people are really getting getting more involved and taking the training and working in these areas. I have some scriptures that I want to share as well, but anyway, everything that I heard was good. Tina Brown, she was really good last year sharing, and this year as well. It's just everything was just wonderful tonight.
Praise God.
Here's my scriptures I wanted to share, and then I have I wanted to share give you some information on some of the books. And so, here is an organization called, it's in the San Francisco area. It's called Justice at Last. It's a nonprofit organization, and it helps survivors in seeking justice. They also do advocating for the survivors' rights. They do some legal stuff for them. They also help them with getting restraining orders and so forth, and also they help them out with emergency child custody. Sometimes children are taken away in these kinds of situations, but they also will help with that. There's victims' compensation that they help with also, and the victims, of course, don't have to have any money. All of this is taken care of for them. They also do, they have what they call safe-at-home screenings, and where the victims can have a confidential address, and it's administered by the California State through the Secretary of State's office. They also support domestic violence as well, stalking, sexual assault, and even elderly abuse. So that's a very good organization, and it's all nonprofit.
Amen.
Okay, here's the scriptures I wanted to share. These are good scriptures for anybody, victims or people that are being held hostage, or for any of us. Psalms 140, verse 1 says, "Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man's, deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man." That's Psalm 140, verse 1. Psalm 140, verse 4 says, "Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who have purposed to overthrow my goings." I have shared those before in other settings. I think I have another one. Let's see. Books. Okay, I mentioned Nola Brantley's manual. It covers a lot. Also, one of the books that I have, I wanted to mention, it's called In Our Backyard, because we were saying it happens everywhere. We never know. It doesn't matter what your neighborhood is like. It doesn't matter where you live. This stuff happens, and it happens, like I said, in our backyard. And that's the title of this book. It's by Nita Belles, B-E-L-L-E-S, Nita, N-I-T-A. And she talks about basically human trafficking in America. Okay, we're very much in the know about it happening all over the country. It's terrible. Many of the women in other countries are threatened, by taking away their blue cards, their visas, their passports, whatever. So it's really bad all over the place. And as Evangelist Michelle mentioned, that some of them are those young women are put into marriage at a very early age. They've already been, sexually exploited, and then someone comes along and decides to buy them, as she said, oftentimes an older man. So all of that is going on. I wanted to mention this one. I know it makes me sick whenever I think about this case, the Jeffrey Epstein case. Anyway, there's a book out by, I forgot who wrote the book. Anyway, the book is called Trafficking, the Jeffrey Epstein Case. And you all know the story. I won't go into that. But recently his girlfriend was booked. She's now in prison. She did a lot going out and getting the young girls for him and hooking them up with other men all over the world. So they had a racket going on, and it was a very, they were making money like crazy all over the place using these young girls. So you all know the story about him, what happened to him, but his girlfriend is now in prison. There's another book called When Hope Calls by David Liu. Another one called The Slave Across the Street. And there are many others. So I think that's all I have to share because everything else was shared so well.
Praise God.
I'm ready to close out.
All right. Well, hallelujah and glory to God. First and foremost, I just want to thank Apostle Zeta for her service and all these beautiful anointed women of Spirit Alive for their servants' hearts. We are so grateful that all of them took time out of their busy schedule to come out and try to edify the body of Christ through information, through encouragement, through empowerment, because we really, it does take our village. Hallelujah. And as the body of Christ, we have to be the village for the world. Amen. We have to
Amen.
Be aware. We have to stand up and speak out in the name of Jesus for those who are hurting, for those who are oppressed, and for those who are made to feel as though they are less. As a prophetess and pastor Vanessa Carver said, the trauma, the guilt, the shame, it's real. It's phenomenal. And you cannot go into this with a heart thinking that you're going to make a change, because then you would do the victims, you will re-victimize them all over again. We need to exercise the fruit of the Spirit. We need to exercise love. We need to exercise patience. We're going to have to exercise long-suffering with these victims. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to have to be, use self-restraint, because some of the things that these young people and some of these and even older people go through, these people that have been human trafficked have went through, was a living hell. It was a living nightmare. But I believe that God has the power to heal, to deliver, to restore, and to transform. So we want to thank once again Apostle Zeta Flowers for her tireless work in this field. She is always striving to educate herself more so that she can educate others and make them aware of this issue. I would like to thank Prophetess and Pastor Vanessa Carver for her insight and how to tackle this problem. When we pray, we have to deal with things
Amen.
In the spiritual, but we also have to deal with things in the natural realm. I loved what she said
mm-hmm.
about,
yes.
Because I have been one of those people that have, like Apostle Zeta, we have done the CARE program. We have
mm-hmm.
encountered these young people on the street. In the company of police officers, not to intimidate them, not to attack them, but to offer them hope, coffee, sometimes gift cards, things that they can hold on to that would be just their own to remind them that God loves them and they are not forgotten and he has not forsaken them. So we just want to thank each and every person that tuned in tonight. I pray that you will go back and listen to this program again because it was filled with wonderful information. And we just pray that you will be mindful of your surroundings, mindful of our young ones, mindful of those who might be being trafficked or sold into slavery, because it's not just the very young. We have to understand that there are people of all ages that are being trafficked around the world, and we just need to recognize the signs. And when the Lord places something in our spirit, don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. So stand up, speak out, and let others know what's going on. If you see people going in and out of houses, or you see vans where you see a lot of young people, you know, a van comes up to your house in the neighborhood one day to a house and it has a bunch of young people, you know, but you really don't, you know, pay attention to that house.
Amen.
See what they're doing.
Amen.
Because, see, like what I want everybody, if you did not hear what my sisters all said tonight, it is going on in our backyards, right under our noses, and we can no longer turn a blind eye to what God himself has called us to stand up and speak out against. So on behalf of Apostle Zeta Flowers, Pastor and Prophetess Vanessa Carver, Evangelist Michelle Scott, and Minister Tina Brown, and myself, Apostle Bishop Shalene Cook, I just want to say thank you for listening. We are praying, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. I just want to thank you for everything that went forth, Father God. We thank you that you are a prayer. You answer prayer because, Lord, you certainly answered ours. We are so grateful that your people receive good information, sound information, hallelujah, and that now that they can take that information and apply it to their daily lives and use it, Lord, to protect their loved ones from sex trafficking. Lord, we pray against that spirit of greed and capitalism, Father God. We pray against that spirit of debauchery, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will continue to pull the covers off of those that are abusing, Lord God, and set the captives free, Father. We pray, Lord God, for all those abusers, Lord. We pray that they would turn their hearts to you, Father God, that they would drop and understand that you are the King of glory, and that what they have done, Lord God, is unpleasing to you. Lord, I pray that they would repent of their sin and that they would go, Lord God, and receive whatever punishment they needed to receive and go back and strengthen the other brothers, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for every victim. We pray, Father God, that you would help them to overcome the trauma, the guilt, the shame. Help them to overcome, Lord God, because you are a way maker. You are a heart maker and a mind regulator. Lord, do not allow what has happened to them to scar them for the rest of their lives. And, Father, where it's possible, completely erase the experience from their lives in a way that they will know that it happened, Lord God, but they won't relive it over and over and over again. Help them to let it go, Lord God, so that they might walk in complete freedom in you. I pray this and all other things in your Son Jesus' name. You have been listening to The Spirit Alive and Laboring Together Against Violence, Human and Sex Trafficking Awareness Forum for 2022. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. Join us tomorrow night as Pastor Eric Ware will be coming forth with Standing in Valor, hallelujah. And on Saturday, you can join us for the summit. Then again, join me and the entire Spirit of Life family for the Spirit of Life praise and worship experience each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. So we pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit of Life Network. Phenomenal job, beautiful women of God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Love you. God bless
you.
Love
you.
Love
everyone. Good night.